Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The Road of Shadows, created by Mark R. Healy, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 1, Episode 6, Interrogation.
Amber, slow down.
I have to see this. I have to know.
All of you, move back. I won't say it again.
Come on, this way. We have to talk to someone.
They're not going to let you through.
Deputy Townie, isn't it?
What do you want?
I'd like to know what's going on, please.
A police investigation. That's what.
Can I come through? If there's a body here, I could help
to... No one goes past this police tape, by order of Sheriff Barnes.
Can I at least know who...
Look, lady, I know you fancy yourself as some kind of crime-solving mastermind, but us real cops have work to do here. Why don't you go play Columbo somewhere else?
I am not trying to do your job. Honestly, I'm just looking for some answers.
Step aside, for I'll kick your ass all the way back down this mountain. Go on.
Amber, come on. You're not going to win this one. Just give them space to do their job.
But Daniel, if there's a body on this mountainside, I mean, that Fraser guy told us he saw Jenny up here.
Hey, keep your voice down.
Fraser said...
Remember what else he said? Who else she was with?
P.D.
Yeah, and we're surrounded by cops right now. They might not take too kindly to us knowing that particular fact.
Yeah. Okay.
So just play it cool, huh?
I am so sick of waiting. I just want this to be over.
I know.
Hey, Any news?
Hey, Pete. Nothing. Cops aren't talking.
Probably pissing their pants right now.
Huh?
Barnes and his crew? They don't come up against real crimes too often. I mean, a body turning up? In Colton? That never happens.
Is that why half the town is here?
Word spread fast. Real fast. All the rubberneckers made it out here in double time. Not like they're gonna see anything at this time of night anyway.
Rubberneckers like you.
Hey, look. I know this can't be easy for you. For what it's worth, I hope it's not... Well, you know.
What's the news, Pete? Any word on what this is all about?
Nothing yet, Sandy.
Terrible business, whatever it is. I heard that, Well, I probably shouldn't say with the young lady here.
Say what?
A couple of deputies came through the garage just before I closed up. I heard them say that it wasn't an accident, what happened up here. It wasn't a cliff fall or a case of someone getting lost or anything like that.
It was a murder.
That's the word, I'm sorry to say.
God damn it.
Amber.
Let her go, Daniel. Just give her a minute.
All of us here in town thought she was barking up the wrong tree this whole time, but now, maybe Amber was right all along.
We don't know shit yet, Sandy. Let's wait for it to play out.
I guess if it did turn out to be Jenny, at least that would give her some closure.
Small comfort, I'd imagine.
I'd say she's more than ready to leave, Colton, so maybe it's for the best. Speaking of which, I have good news for you, Daniel.
Oh?
Yep. Your parts came in this afternoon. Ahead of schedule, I might add.
Really? That's great.
I got a few jobs lined up ahead of it, but I should be able to get it done by tomorrow morning with any luck.
I'd appreciate that.
You can pay for it, can't you?
Don't worry about that, Sandy. He's got a payday coming tomorrow, courtesy of Pete's tree services. That should cover it.
Well, that all worked out nicely, didn't it?
All right, move away, people. Let's get some space here.
Sheriff Barnes, what's going on?
Is it someone from town? Someone we know?
Now, simmer down. None of you have any business being here in the first place, and you damn sure won't be privy to any confidential information regarding an ongoing police investigation. I've got nothing to tell you. There's nothing to see here. The Colton PD will not be revealing any details about the situation tonight, so you might as well get in your cars and head back down the mountain. Go on!
Well, that's that, I guess.
Not to worry. I'm sure the whole story will come out in due course.
How long are they going to keep us in the dark?
Who knows with these guys, Daniel? You might as well head back to Misty Pines. Get some sleep.
Yeah.
Come on, Sandy. Let's haul ass. Where's Reynolds?
I think I saw him over here.
Amber, you okay?
I should have known, shouldn't I?
Huh?
I must have been an idiot. Think I'd find answers up here. Of course there are no answers. This is just another dead end in a long line of dead ends.
We'll find out soon enough. The cops will release the details.
Will they? Or will they just find a way to sweep it all under the rug?
Miss Holmes?
Sheriff Barnes, I didn't know you were...
Can't say I'm surprised to see you here. Considering how you've made everything your business since the moment you stepped into town.
Sheriff, I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, we got plenty to talk about. I can assure you of that. Why don't you hop inside the cruiser over there? We'll take a ride back to the station.
Is there a...
Right now. You and your friend.
Sit your asses down right there. Both of you.
What is going on here, Deputy Towny? Why are we in an interrogation room?
Thought you'd be smart enough to figure that one out on your own, Columbo.
Can you stop calling me that?
Oh, do you find that irritating? Is that irritating you? Seems like you can dish it up, but you can't eat it.
Are we under arrest?
You're helping the Colton PD with an active investigation, aren't you? Unless you have something to confess.
This is crazy.
Don't say anything, Amber. There's no point.
Oh, no. Where's the fun in that?
Sorry for keeping you. Just had a few things to get in order.
Sheriff, why are we being interrogated? What is this about?
If this were an interrogation, Ms. Holmes, you'd be in separate rooms, wouldn't you? No, this is just a friendly chat between the four of us. That's all. You relax.
Sure, relax.
All right. Let's start with your whereabouts. I want to know where you've been and why, stretching back. Let's say, 48 hours.
Me?
And him.
Why? Are we under suspicion here?
Answer the question.
I don't know. The motel, the diner.
Just start with yesterday morning.
The library.
And you?
Same. Got there early.
How long were you there?
Until 9 or 10 a.m.? I'm not sure exactly.
And then?
We went for a walk. A short hike up a trail, actually.
How come?
Look, Sheriff, I don't know what you're getting at exactly, but if you have information about my sister, I think I have the right to know.
You do, huh?
Yes.
Show her the happy snaps.
The Polaroids, huh? Okay, let's do that. Here. See anyone familiar?
Wait, it's not her.
It's Frazier, isn't it? The loner guy from the mountain. What happened to him?
You tell me.
What? How am I supposed to know?
You two were the last to see him alive. Ain't that right?
Well, we saw him yesterday on the mountain, yes, but...
Come on, Columbo. You make it sound like it was all just random chance. You were just out enjoying some fresh air, and there he was.
We have it on good authority that you specifically sought out the deceased, one John Frazier, and went to find him at his residence in a remote location on the mountainside to confront him. In fact, that was the whole purpose of your hike.
A good authority? Simpkins the librarian?
It doesn't matter who.
What matters is whether it's true or not.
Yes, it's true. So what?
What was your objective in confronting Mr. Frazier?
We wanted to ask him about a book.
A book?
Yes.
You traipsed all the way up that mountain for a little powwow about literature. Is that it?
Simpkins is the one who told us to go find him.
What kind of book?
Who cares?
Answer the question, Miss Holmes.
It was about mythology, the occult, written in Spanish, but...
Devil shit.
It has nothing to do with Satanism.
Let me guess. You probably listen to that heavy metal stuff that's rotting kids' brains these days, too. Putting strange ideas in people's heads.
Yeah, those damn ghetto blasters give me a headache.
This is absurd.
What's the significance of the book, then? Why did you go to so much trouble to seek out the deceased?
I'm an author. I'm doing research on a novel I'm writing.
If you're an author, I'm a fucking beauty queen.
Sheriff, do you seriously think we had anything to do with this? What reason could we possibly have to hurt Mr. Fraser?
You know, I never really did like old Fraser. No one did. Most thought he was a bit of a weirdo, to be honest with you. A misfit. But he's a human being. Deserving of the same kind of respect I'd give to any other human being. I'm not going to ignore the brutality of this crime just because of who he was. You see here, you take a good look. The victim had his throat slit. Well, actually, that's putting it mildly. The guy practically had his head sawn off.
Take it away. I don't want to look at that.
Someone went at him pretty hard. Wouldn't you say, Sheriff Barnes?
I certainly would, Deputy Towney.
See, this isn't the kind of wound you'd expect in a robbery or an assault from a stranger. This took time and effort. It was a crime of passion. Someone had a point to prove here. Skin in the game.
And you think that's us? We barely know the guy.
I think I could find a motive. For at least one of you.
Why are you looking at me?
It's no secret what you're doing here in Colton, Miss Holmes. You're aggrieved by the disappearance of your sister and you're hell-bent on finding a resolution. Everyone from here to Pinewood River knows that.
So what?
Well, considering your inability to find a guilty party here in Colton, you decided to kick things up a notch. I mean, it's not like you could head back west with your hands empty and your tail between your legs, is it? Not after all this time. You couldn't accept that.
This is ridiculous.
You needed a fall guy. Someone who would not only vindicate your theories, but who would also serve as a target for your frustrations. And once it was done, you could go back home and tell yourself that you succeeded, that you solved the crime and brought the killer to justice.
You really think I have that in me? That I could just go and brutally murder someone?
You've admitted to reading devil-worshipping shit, so I wouldn't put it past you. But even if we leave that aside, I don't think it'd be such a huge leap for a wannabe private investigator like yourself to take the next step and assume the role of a vigilante. Is that the game you were playing? Judge, jury, and executioner?
I've got a perfectly good alibi. I've been with Daniel most of the time.
This fella? I consider him more an accomplice than an alibi. You'll have to do better than that.
I can picture it now. Poor old Mr. Fraser out walking in the woods, gathering berries, minding his own business. Then along comes a deranged woman and her lover, the two of them with murder in their heart.
This is bullshit, and I've heard enough. Are you going to arrest us?
We're still putting the evidence together. Got some more witnesses to talk to.
Then we're out of here. Come on, Amber.
Well, don't go too far now, will you? Wouldn't want you skipping town.
Me and a couple of the other deputies will be setting up checkpoints on the highway east and west. Inspecting vehicles, that sort of thing. Wouldn't want to miss any clues related to this awful crime.
I thought you couldn't wait for us to get the hell out of town.
Well, I did. But that was before you became the prime suspects in a murder case.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Thank you.
We're fucked.
Not yet.
Daniel, they've got us dead to rights.
Everything is circumstantial. That's why they haven't arrested us yet. No hard evidence.
And you think that's going to stop them? They'll make something up, find a way to blame us.
Do you think they killed Fraser, Barnes, or one of the other deputies?
Who else?
But why?
To frame us? I don't know.
Fuckers.
I'm sorry I didn't listen to you earlier about leaving town. I should have let go of this. Now it's too late.
This isn't your fault, and it's not too late. Hey, heads up. We've got company.
Hey, Daniel! You guys okay?
Hey, Pete. Reynolds. We're fine.
They didn't rough you up in there or anything, did they?
That depends on your definition.
Thought you'd want to know. There's some news coming through the grapevine. Reynolds talked to someone who knows one of the deputies. Tell him, Reynolds.
Word is that the victim was a guy called Fraser. You guys might not know him, being from out of town and all, but he's a local nut job who went to live in the woods a few years back.
We know. Barnes told us. Even showed us photos of the scene.
He showed you photos? What kind of sick bastard would do that?
He thinks we had something to do with it.
You guys? With Fraser?
Listen, Daniel. This Barnes guy is a piece of work. I had a run-in with him a few years back, had a busted taillight on the truck, and he tried to throw the book at me. Got into an argument, and the whole thing escalated fast. He ended up tossing me in a holding cell for the night.
Typical frustrated small-town cop.
Sounds about right.
If the heat gets too much, feel free to hang out at my cabin for a while. It's really no problem, and this town, it can be toxic around here sometimes. Fresh air out by the lake might do you some good.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
Daniel? You okay?
Do you smell that?
Smell what?
The only thing I smell around here is Barnes' bullshit.
No, it's something burning.
Fire? Really?
You got a better nose than me.
Daniel?
We've gotta go. Come on, Amber.
Yeah, okay. Been a tough night, I'm sure. Don't forget to drop by in the morning. I'll fix you up for the work, okay?
Ow, Daniel, you're crushing my wrist.
It hurts.
What does?
My leg.
The wound?
Yeah, feels like it's burning.
You should have gone to the doctor for that.
We need to get back to the motel.
Not before you see someone about it.
I just need to rest. I'll be fine.
God, you're so stubborn.
Where's your car?
Still up the mountain, remember? We got the chauffeur treatment from Barnes on the way back.
Damn it, I forgot.
I mean, I could see if someone will give us a lift?
No, we can't trust anyone right now. It's close to us.
Close? What is?
What's the fastest way back?
To the motel? Straight through the park.
Come on, lead the way.
Okay. Take my arm?
Thanks.
I got you. Here, down this way.
Fuck.
Why didn't you tell me earlier that you were hurting so bad?
It only just started, right there outside the station.
That's not good, Daniel. It could be something serious.
I think maybe it's just stress. It'll go away.
Well, walking all the way back to the motel isn't going to help.
I'll be fine.
This way. There's a tunnel under the bridge.
A tunnel?
Well, you wanted the fastest route. It's either this or the long way around the park.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to stop for a minute? Shit! The lights are out again. What is it with this fucking town?
Hang on. I think someone's up there. Hey! Look out! Shit!
Who's there? Who is that? God, I can barely see.
Amber, come on!
Hey!
Hey, stop right there, or I'll shoot. I have a gun.
Amber, no! Shit!
That's impossible.
Amber, run!
Daniel?
Run! Just run!
The Road of Shadows is created by Mark R. Healy. If you're looking to dig deeper into the show, I have good news for you. Over at Patreon, we're already dissecting the mysteries of Colton through exclusive character dossiers and concept art. Learn more about the characters and the lore, and get a head start on the story by hearing episodes a week early, ad-free. All of that and more is available now at patreon.com/beyondthedark. Check out more of my podcasts at theroadofshadows.com. The Road of Shadows Season 1 stars Hamish Plagiarmas, Marta De Silva, Rhiannon Marshall, Jimmy Yamaguchi, Trent Trachtenberg, Madeline Norton, Andres Echeverry, John Carver, Jay Silva, Ryan Page, Jason Cryer, Gavarok, Isabella Tugman, Jeron Bacat, Ryan Geiser, and Diana Helen Kennedy. The Road of Shadows is a Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Mount Absalom, a community, a heritage, a home. The green jewel in the majestic crown of Ohio. For 200 years, Mount Absalom has been a place to play.
N32.
Bingo!
A place to learn.
For in thy green and growing arms, we have everything we need.
All right. Now let's get out our math homework.
A place to work.
Here at the Celery Bottling Works, we produce over 2,000 bottles of celery soda every day.
A place to raise a family.
It's a girl.
It's a place of history.
And here we have the barrel of whiskey that Confederate soldiers stole from Mount Absalom patriot Amelia Pleasance during Morgan's raid.
And of course, a place of celery.
201st Celery Festival, I dub thee open!
Mount Absalom is the perfect place for making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories.
Make your memories with us. Make your memories here. Mount Absalom.
Paid for by the Delphic Order of Mount Absalom and Celeric Bottling Works. Refreshing Celeric Soda and Diet Celeric Soda.
Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at unwellpodcast.com.